Hi, I am Pranav Rastogi, a program manager on the ASP.NET team. In this video, I'm going to be showing you some of the new features that are coming up in ASP.NET Web Forms 4.6. Web Forms 4.6 is the next version of ASP.NET Web Forms, which will be part of the Visual Studio 2015. We're making a few improvements in Web Forms, and in particular, I'm going to be talking to you about the following three improvements. Support for HTTP2. HTTP2 is a new protocol developed by the standards community, and the goal of this HTTP protocol is to improve websites' performance. So in today's websites, you have lots of pages, and you know lots of pages are requesting resources such as images. So each request that a browser makes to the server, there's a new TCP connection that's created, and creating TCP connections is expensive. With HTTP2, there's going to be a single TCP connection between a browser and a server, and any request response can happen over the TCP connection. This will reduce the network latency and sort of load up your site faster. There's also support for decreasing the headers. Headers going to be compressed. HTTP2 will also add support for server push. That means if you have a page which requires 5 images, normally a client would send a request for the page and then send 5 requests for the images. In this case, the server app can use a server push to send the response of the page as well as the 5 images in a single response itself. So the client does not have to make those other 5 requests. You're adding support for HTTP2 in Windows 10, in IE, in IIS, in ASP.NET, so that you can start building applications using HTTP2 protocol. We are adding support for Roslyn-based CodeDOM compilers. CodeDOM compilers are used in ASP.NET to sort of pre-compile your views or to compile your views at runtime. And Roslyn is a .NET compiler platform which is open sourced, which provides a C# and VB compiler so that you can use these compilers to do code analysis. You as a developer can now sort of build on the same set of APIs that Visual Studio builds to provide support for like IntelliSense or refactoring. In ASP.NET, if you use these CodeDOM compilers, you can now use the new language features that are coming up in C# 6 in your web forms pages. And potentially, if you have large apps which use lots of user controls, maybe have lots of dependencies, if you switch to the Roslyn CodeDOM compilers, you'll see a significant improvement in startup time for your applications. We are adding support for async model binding. Model binding was a feature that we introduced in WebForms 4.5. And in 4.6, we are adding support for writing asynchronous methods. So if you're getting lots of data, you can sort of use async and await features in your model binding methods. So now that I've given you a quick overview of these features, let's see how these would look like in practice. Let me start by showing you HTTP2. What I have on my machine is Windows 10, IIS, ASP.NET, and IE, which all support HTTP2. And I have a web page where I'm loading about 20 images. So what would happen with HTTP1 is if I were to go and sort of request this page from the browser is going to make a call to the server for the page, and then the server is going to send the response back to the browser. And the browser is going to parse the HTML, then start making requests for all the images that are there in this particular web page. And normally, browsers allow about 5 to 10 connections open per domain. And so what that means is if I have 20 images, the last one has to wait before the others have been downloaded. And so in this case, the last one, I have to wait about 125 milliseconds. And this is using HTTP2. If I switch over to HTTP2, one requirement that is there is we have to use HTTPS, which is required by the protocol. And in this case, so when the browser sends the response back to the request to the server, the server is going to send all the images back. And it's going to use a single TCP connection. That means that the browser can send as many requests and the server can send as many responses. It's called multiplexing. And they can parallelize the request and response for each of these resources. And then if I look back at the response time for these images, you will see that for the last request, like all these requests happen in parallel, the response time was much lesser as compared to the response time when I was not using HTTP2. So if you have sites which have lots of resources, you can optimize and you can reduce network latency by switching to HTTP2. The next demo I'm going to show you is around Roslyn Code DOM compilers. So I'm going to create a new app. This is an empty project. And I'm going to add a web forms page where I'm going to use some of the new features of C# 6. So I'm going to call it default.aspx. I'm going to copy this code. What this code block is doing is it's using a new feature called catchif. That means that this catch block is only going to get executed if x equals 10. So in this case, x is 10. If I run this app, ASP.NET is going to compile the ASPX page at runtime using the framework-based code DOM compilers, but the framework-based code DOM compilers do not understand the new language features, so I get compilation errors. So to use the new language features, I can install a NuGet package, which is going to bring in the Roslyn-based code DOM compilers into my application. These providers will be part of the project templates that will be there for ASP.NET Web Forms in VS 2015. When I run my app again, now my ASPX page is going to get compiled with the Roslyn-based code DOM compilers, and I'm using a new language feature. My X was 10, so in this case, my catch block got executed, and I got the result of this operation as 10, which is what I printed over here. So this was Roslyn-based code DOM compiler. It's a NuGet package that you can install your application. And in Visual Studio, you'll get a tooling IntelliSense as well, which will understand the new language features. The last demo I wanted to show you was around async model binding. So what we have in model binding is a way to add data. So in this case, I'm going to add a student. Let's call it Scott Hanselman. And then like freshman. Insert the record. I can click students async, which is getting the list of all students in an async manner. If I go over and look at the code, you will see that the students async page, you can now mark it as async equals true. You're using a grid view control. We are setting the item type to be student. And then we are calling this select method, which is going to return me all the students. So if I look into the code behind of the get method, you will see that the get method is returning a task, and I'm awaiting on the query results. So this is the new feature of async model binding. The benefits of this feature is also that you can now use Entity Framework Code First async features as well, and nicely combine into your model binding methods. I hope you enjoyed what you saw, and you're super excited about using WebForms 4.6. If you have any questions, you should sort of go to the ASP.NET site or, you know, keep a track of our team blog at webdevblog, where we'll be putting out more information as we go along these features. And thank you so much for watching this video.